Hither, page, and stand by thee. If thou know'st his telling, yonder peasant, who is he? Where and what his dwelling?
Sire, he lives a good league hence, underneath a mountain, right against the forest fence, by St. Agnes' fountain.
Bring me mead and bring me wine, bring me pine logs hither. Thou and I will see him dine when we bear him thither. Page and monarch, forth they went together. Through the rude winds, wild lament, and the bitter weather.
Hello again. The Irish Rovers have just taken us further into the story of Wenceslas, and now the action begins. The noble, who could have been indoors digesting his Christmas dinner and toasting his toes in front of a roaring fire, sees someone he believes might be suffering. He checks out where this man is from, since he presumably would have known him, at least by sight, if he had been a local. Although the bare bones of this story are documented by those keeping records around this time and shortly after the early death of Wenceslas, we don't know if this man seeking scraps of fuel was one of his own serfs or lived on someone else's land. But we do know that Wenceslas set to and instructed his page to gather the makings of a feast. So out of the larder comes a joint or two of meat and a firkin of wine, while some sturdy pine logs are snatched from the wood store. All of which, before the days of carrier bags and rucksacks, are both awkward and heavy to carry any distance, let alone lugging them for over 3 miles through deep snow in the face of a gale. It can only be supposed that Wenceslas was deeply convicted of the need to help that man on that night. It would have been so much easier for Wenceslas to have sent the page after him with a few coins to buy some food, but it would have been highly unlikely that he could have purchased anything before supper time. He could have allowed the sight of the poor cold man to nudge his conscience into thinking about setting up a soup kitchen, and gone back to sit by his fire and draw up plans for such a project. But again, it wouldn't have helped that man on that night. So page and monarch forth they went, probably an hour or so after having seen the man, since they need to don their winter coats and boots and bundle up the party fare. I wonder if perhaps Wenceslas didn't really envisage returning home that night, but after having seen the meal cooked and watched the family eat it whilst quaffing a few cups of wine with them, he planned to curl up in front of the pine log fire and spend the night on the cottage floor. It matters not. What does matter is that Wenceslas followed his conviction that it was his God-given duty to alleviate a perceived need, even at his own personal expense and great inconvenience. There is nothing wrong and everything right with giving regularly to charitable causes, raising money for children in need, etc. But sometimes God reminds us that putting our hand in our pocket isn't always enough, and that when mankind chose to wander away from God way back, he didn't just send us a check. He came to find us at his own great personal expense. More on Wenceslas tomorrow.